This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this extended 4th of July weekend. Hope that you're having a great weekend celebrating our country and a safe one too. On our show this second hour is author Tom Clavin. He has penned a book about Wild Bill Hickok. And if you love good cowboy stories and true ones, you're going to love this interview with Tom. Brings back an era of when I was a young boy and wanted to be a cowboy. Next hour also will be Richard Engel, NBC's chief foreign news correspondent. And then from England, actor Steve Coogan will be joining us. Delaney Simmons will be here. She's going to be talking about a new way to watch TV. We call it Cut the Cord. That's coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Wild Bill Hickok was a lawman and a driver, a marksman, a scout, and a gambler for his trade. In a shootout on the frontier, he made his reputation, his long hair flowing in the cross-border rage.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, if you were like the millions of youngsters, of which I was one back in the late 50s and early 60s, growing up watching all the great TV westerns and wanted to become a cowboy, then you're going to love our next guest. He is a New York Times best-selling author. One of his books was Dodge City. His new book is right here in my hands in hardcover called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Joining us is Tom Clavin. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I have fallen into that category of wanting to be a cowboy. And then what made it even worse, Tom, is that I used to go out to Arizona and watch them film the TV shows like Wanted Dead or Alive and all of those shows. Mm-hmm. It's like the railroad. The romance of the Wild West.
Well, I think we had similar experiences because I remember as a kid watching Rawhide, Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel,
right.
Wanted Dead or Alive, and the Death Valley Days, and there were all these shows. I mean, that was the time period when, at least on television anyway, the Western was king. And there was a lot of kids like me that wanted to go to the West, have experience with the Wild West, be a cowboy. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that at this point in my life I get to do the next best thing, which is write about it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And again, I was the same way as you were. I just was enamored. I still am. People tell me, I've been in the broadcasting business for over 50 years. People say, what do you want to do? I want to be a cowboy. Okay, but I want to be a gentleman cowboy. I want to stress that very, very clear. Wild Bill Hickok. Now, he was portrayed on television by Guy Madison, was he not?
was. There was a television show with Guy Madison on Wild Bill, and it was popular for a time. But again, it was during that golden age where it seemed like in Hollywood anyway, the feature film westerns were starting to decline, but they found this big home for them on television.
I asked Roy Rogers this one time, and this is a real treat. I don't know if you've ever talked to him.
No, not didn't have the privilege.
Oh, boy. I said, let me ask you a question. How do you get on a horse, ride down a dusty road, trying to find the bank robber? You find him, you jump off your horse, you grab him, you roll down a hill, and your shirt tails never come out of your pants. How is it even possible? Well, let's talk about Wild Bill Hickok, okay? First of all, this is a gentleman who did a lot of things. He was a Union soldier. He was kind of an early spy, if you will, gathering intelligence. Yep. He was also an entertainer. He became a U.S. Marshal. He was just all-around guy, did everything, and he knew the likes of George Custer and Frank and Jesse James. I mean, he really had a varied life. You don't even know if he was a good guy or a bad guy half the time.
Well, you know, the gunfighter usually has a negative reputation, and Hickok definitely was, you know, was the undefeated gunfighting champ of the American frontier. But he did have a code of honor. You know, he did not seek to have fights. He did not, you know, look forward to the next opportunity to using his gun. But especially as his reputation grew, and we've seen movies and television shows about this, where, you know, he had to wonder about somebody who was going to be younger and faster coming to take his crown, so to speak. So every so often he was pushed into a confrontation, a gunfight he didn't want to have. But if he's going to have it, he was going to shoot the fastest and shoot the straightest.
How did you, Tom, go back and research something that happened 150 years ago? I mean, that's what I found fascinating.
Well, you know, same thing with my book, Dodge City. Fortunately, when you had these towns being founded on the American frontier, as we moved farther west, part of establishing those towns, you know, people would build churches, they would build schools, and they would start a newspaper. So, thankfully, and Wild Bill did get around a lot, as you mentioned. He roamed all over the frontier. He got a good amount of newspaper coverage. He was a celebrity in a lot of ways. So when he came to town, people reported on that. The other thing, which is really unusual, is that he liked to write letters. And he was not a formally educated person, but when he originally left his home and his family behind in Illinois, his mother and siblings, and he would write back to Illinois for years, telling them of his experiences and adventures. And then when he fell in love, he and his girlfriend were apart for years before they finally got married, but they would write each other letters. So to find those letters still, some of them still existing in like the Kansas Heritage Center and Buffalo Bill Cody Museum of the West, you really get a flavor for what Bill himself was doing and thinking about it. So I get to include some of that voice in the book.
Now, Wild Bill Hickok, you got to be really good friends with Buffalo Bill Cody. How did that happen?
Well, there's about a 10-year age difference. Buffalo Bill was younger than Wild Bill, and they met on a wagon train expedition one time when Buffalo Bill, who was only then known as Billy Cody, was 11 or 12 years old, and some big bully was about to beat him up and cause him a lot of harm. And Wild Bill Hickok intervened and said, you know, you touch that boy and you won't be sitting down for a month of Sundays. And Buffalo Bill always felt that Wild Bill had saved his life. He got the chance to repay that years later when they were both U.S. Army scouts. But their friendship lasted for as long as Wild Bill was alive, and in fact led to Wild Bill becoming a Broadway star when they were in a play together that was a big hit in New York.
That's unbelievable. And Buffalo Bill went on to be a pretty successful businessman after Wild Bill Hickok passed away. When I first watched TV and you saw all these guys, it was very, very cool. Then you see pictures of them, but they look like bums, you know. Wild Bill Hickok, he had a very distinct habit. These guys are out on the range for a long time. He bathed every day, and his handles on his guns were backwards, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world.
Yes, I mean, yeah, as you indicated, we, you know, out on the frontier, men can go for weeks without bathing, but Wild Bill is very fastidious about his appearance. He was 6'1". He was a tall, rather imposing guy, bathed every day, wore the buckskin, the sombrero, the yellow moccasins. He had his guns on, the handles out, because what he liked to do is the cross draw. And what made him especially effective is that not only could he draw guns with both hands, but he could shoot equally as well with his left and his right. So he was a very imposing figure. One of the things that prevented more gun battles was because sometimes somebody thought about confronting him and they said, wait a minute, I'm not going to live very much longer if I confront Wild Bill. Just look at the guy. He looks like he can really handle himself. And he could. He was a real deal.
There was a 1930s movie called The Plainsman, which was a story about Wild Bill, which kind of didn't really portray the love affair that you talk about in the book. He was married. He was only married for 4 months to his wife. He passed away. Of course, he was shot in the head from behind while playing cards, which, by the way, two aces, two eights, and a queen are a dead man's hand as a result of how he died. But then he wasn't buried with his wife. He was buried with Calamity Jane, who some people say he had a daughter with, and they were very close.
Calamity Jane would be the first one to say that. She did meet Wild Bill when he was on his way to Deadwood, and they didn't know each other for basically a couple of months in that summer of 1876 that Wild Bill was killed. But for years afterwards, and Calamity Jane lived to 1903, she claimed that she and Wild Bill had this romance, that they were the love of each other's life. They even had a child together. Her last wish, which was granted, was when she died, she was buried next to Wild Bill. I mean, to this day, if anybody, you go to Deadwood, South Dakota, there they are. Their graves are next to each other, side by side, probably much to Wild Bill's eternal consternation. But the real love of his life was a woman named Agnes Lake, who was a remarkable person, that, you know, an 1800s businesswoman, circus owner. She was a rival of Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers, and a very formidable person. And she's the one that Wild Bill fell in love with. And because of their separate career, she had a circus to operate that was roaming the country. He was roaming another part of the country. It was years of circling each other before they finally, you know, she decided, I'm going to find him and we're going to get married. And they were. And that would have been, you know, I'm sure a long-lasting relationship, but only a few months later he was killed.
Yeah. Great pictorial tongue in the book also, I might add. James Butler Hickok was Wild Bill. How'd he get his name? There's a story behind that, too, I know.
There is a story. I mean, he was nicknamed Bill because he had a brother, and they called each other Bill. So that sort of stuck. But he was also somebody that, now, he was an abolitionist. He was anti-slavery. But in the first year of the Civil War, he was walking past a saloon. There's a commotion inside. And a bartender who had expressed some support for the Southern cause was being beaten up by six guys. And one thing that Wild Bill did not like for sure was an unfair fight and injustice and bullies. So he went in there with fists flying to support the bartender, get him out of that trouble. And word got around what he had done. And later that day, he was walking down the street, and a woman noticed him and called out to him, "Way to go, Wild Bill." And that name stuck with him for the rest of his life. So he was always known as Wild Bill Hickok. And what a great name for, if you're a Western icon, to be known as Wild Bill.
I tell you something. It was a great book. I want to thank you for doing something for me personally, taking me back to my youth and reminding me why I wanted to be in the Wild West.
Okay? Right.
But the only problem is the Wild West didn't have any radio at that time. I would have been probably the guy who maybe called bingo in the barn on Saturday nights.
Or you would have been the trailblazer.
The trailblazer. You never know. Hey, the book is great. It's penned by our guest Tom Clavin. It's called Wild Bill, the true story of the American frontier's first gunfighter. Tom, come back anytime. We'll talk about Westerns when we'll compare notes about what we did back in our youth wanting to be cowboys.
That sounds like fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Wild Bill, the true story of the frontier's first gunfighter, Wild Bill Hickok. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back, and we're live all across the USA and around the world. And I'm always delighted and excited, too, when our next guest is with us, because he's an amazing individual, and I always fear for his safety. He's calling us right now from Kabul, Afghanistan. It's unbelievable, this hookup that we have. Joining us right now is the NBC News Chief Foreign Correspondent, Richard Engel. Hi, Richard. How are you, and are you safe right now?
I am. I am safe and in a comfortable place. We are in our Kabul bureau, where we live and broadcast and eat and occasionally barbecue, and it's not a bad place.
Well, as I've told you many times before, I do fear for your safety because I watch you right in the thick of it. You are in the battle, and you've done this for so long, and you know this part of the world so well.
Well, thank you very much. There are a lot of, you know, battle fronts. Kabul is like the eye of the storm. It is a wealthy city. It's a government center. Wealthy because it's become wealthy recently, and a lot of drug money here. The battle fronts are down in Kandahar. They're in eastern Afghanistan, and a lot of time I'll go out with troops there, and that's the black jacket on, waiting for IEDs, gunfights. There's a lot of that.
And what amazes me is that not only do you have a lot of experience in that area, you've really dedicated your life to it. You speak fluent Arabic. You have lived in the slums of Cairo. You speak Italian, Spanish. You've written a couple of books. And tell us about this phenomenal story of A Father's Mission, which is going to be airing on NBC, because I find this, like I find your career, fascinating.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You've memorized the bio. I'm impressed. Yeah, I've been doing this for about 15 years, from Cairo to Jerusalem to Baghdad to lots of places, always in the Middle East and Islamic world. But this story focuses on one battle, and then it expands from there. But one battle that took place 2 years ago in a valley in eastern Afghanistan. And what happened was this company of soldiers called Chosen Company was given an order at the end of their deployment. They had 2 weeks to go before going home for a 15-month deployment. They were exhausted. They said, okay, guys, one more mission. We need you to build this outpost for your replacements. The soldiers didn't want to do it. They wanted to go home. They didn't like the area where it was going to, but, you know, soldiers don't have a choice. So they went out, and they get to this terrain, this land where they're supposed to build this outpost, and they're looking around them. They're at the bottom of a valley. There's no building supplies there. They barely even have any water. And they say, well, how are we supposed to build this thing? The Afghan contractor was supposed to deliver all the building supplies for the PESCO barriers and things like that. Didn't arrive. And there's video of them. They shot video of themselves saying, we're all going to die out here. It's just a matter of time. And unfortunately, not long after saying that, the base was attacked by a massive Taliban attack, the biggest ever of its kind in Afghanistan. 200 to 300 Taliban fighters swarmed the base, almost overran it, killed 9 soldiers, 20 injured. It was a bad incident. And after that, the military started to re-examine the strategy of sending people out to these really remote places that are hard to resupply. So that's one part of the story. the other part of the story is then the families of those killed start to ask questions, well, how could this have happened? How could there have been so many mistakes made? And it was led by one father whose son was killed out there, and he himself was a former colonel, and started to raise a serious serious questions about how could this could have happened, and he's still fighting for answers.
Does a soldier sometimes fear that he is doing something when he asks questions like this that may not be protocol when it comes to the chain of command, Richard?
People are soldiers are very concerned about the chain of command. They are petrified. You can ask a soldier any, you know, and soldiers these days are very open. Maybe it's a generational thing. They'll talk about almost anything. But if you ask them about their direct chain of command, you know, don't ask a sergeant about his staff sergeant, or don't ask a lieutenant about his captain. They're very nervous about that. So yeah, they've always been worried about chain of command issues. There's mixed opinions here. I think in the United States, although I haven't been following the coverage universally there, but I've been watching it and listening to it, there is an impression that here, that's not the impression at all.
Isn't it amazing the fact that when you take out the talking heads of the media, how it filters down to the people that are on the scene and maybe get the story the straightest and not after it's been filtered through a bunch of people. By the way, A Father's Mission, I want to remind everybody, airs on Dateline. It's A Father's Mission. And how, on a personal note, do you relax after you've been back in the battle so many times? I mean, it's like being a soldier that's been reassigned over and over and over again. Do you find that you can't rest at night because of what you've seen?
No, my life is a lot better than a soldier's life, frankly. I don't do as long of a tour. I get to take vacations. When we're here, we don't live in barracks. When I say better, I don't mean superior. I just mean it's easier.
Yeah.
I think the soldiers have a tougher time. You know, they're living in tougher conditions. They're going for a year at a time and constant deployment. No physical contact with their families. Maybe they can email and things like that. I've done it longer than most of the troops, just because I've been doing it for 15 years straight, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I take breaks. So I'll do 2, 3, 4 months, and then I'll take a little break, and then I'll do 3, 4 months, and it's more sustainable that way. Breaks in the middle, I found.
When this thing is all over, and I hope it is soon as the entire world does, what do you do? You could never go, Richard, to a desk job. I mean, that would just drive you crazy.
That would drive me crazy. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do that, I don't think. To go, and I've occasionally, done some other kinds of stories, and it's not that I'm a warmonger. I would love to do something else. I'm tired of watching people get hurt and interviewing families of soldiers who are, incredible grieving. I mean, I'm not saying I'm tired of it, but I would love nothing more than to not have to interview parents of soldiers who've lost their children. Maybe that's the way I should put it. When you do this for a while, and I've been covering the Middle East for a long time, and it's been fairly busy. I think it'll stay busy for a while.
Well, I got to tell you something, Richard. I know you're on an extremely tight schedule, and I appreciate you taking time out of covering a war to talk with us from Kabul, Afghanistan. But I have to tell you, and I've told you this several times before, and I really didn't memorize your biography because I've read all your books. I know all about you. Just do me one favor. Be safe.
Thank you.
Be safe. I really mean
no,
that.
No, I look. I'm becoming more cautious, I think, as I get older. You mature a little bit. I think I've matured a lot over the last, decade or so of this global war on terrorism. And, when you're out there and you're just trying to make a name, you take certain risks. I think I'm more cautious these days.
Well, that's good.
Still got to be out there to tell the story, though.
That's exactly right. And you're excellent at what you do. You really are. And if you ever want to take a real nice break away from everything that is reality, come on down and just get away from it all and take a break.
All right. Thanks for the invitation. I look forward to that.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate it. And again, as we mentioned before, bye-bye, Richard.
My pleasure.
Richard Engel, one of the real talents of the news media business, NBC chief foreign news correspondent. And there's more to come live with Ron Sedgie today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
California is dealing with the aftermath of two back-to-back earthquakes centered near Ridgecrest. There have been four structure fires and some damage to homes in the area. Kern County Fire Chief David Witt says the damage could get worse with the aftershocks.
A 6.4, a 7.1, maybe it's not a 7.1 next time, but maybe it's lower. And with that, there could be more damage just because structures are weakened. And so we just need to be vigilant.
Police and firefighters are investigating an apparent gas explosion at a Florida shopping plaza that injured more than 20 people. Plantation Deputy Fire Chief Joel Gordon.
We're very much relieved that considering the debris field and considering how we found the patients and where we found them, the injuries are not as severe as we would have thought they would be. So we're very thankful for that.
The blast broke out all the windows of a fitness center right next door. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
active all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And speaking about around the world, we're very pleased to have our next guest with us who's calling from England. He is a remarkable talent. He's an actor, stand-up comedian, impressionist, screenwriter, producer, and he's part of a movie called The Dinner. It's taken from a international best-selling novel. Joining us right now is Stephen Coogan. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Fantastic.
Thank you for joining us. You are in England now. What's the weather like there this time of the year?
It's kind of uneven. It's always, you know, in England, it rains and then the sun comes out and it rains again and no one knows what to wear. But it's pretty bright at the moment. And we're in the south of England. Tend to get it. If there's any decent weather, we tend to get it. So I'm in Brighton, which is right at the bottom of England. So It's pretty sunny.
Well, I want to talk about the movie, but before we do that, I meant what I said going into the introduction. You are a man of many, many talents. Just to name a few, you were, of course, with the 24-Hour Party People, Parole Officer, Tropic Thunder, Hamlet 2, Night of the Museums, Despicable Me, Minions, and you co-produced and starred in a film called, and we all remember it, Philomena, which earned you a Golden Globe, a BAFTA nomination, and two Academy Award nominations for Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Picture. That's a far cry from starting off as a voiceover artist with Spinning Image. You know that?
I've been in the business, I guess, some 29 years, nearly, so I've had a little time to, you know, get on with stuff and, you know, get things moving.
Now, this movie, called The Dinner, which stars Rebecca Hall, Richard Gere, yourself, is a very unique type of setting. The role of Richard Gere is a congressman running for governor, but you're his younger brother, and you're invited to dinner with him, with the wives, and the problem is that you've had a very tense relationship for many, many years, since childhood. Tell us a little bit the setting. The whole thing takes place at this dinner, Steve?
It does, but of course it doesn't. We don't just sit around the table with them for 2 hours. We kind of jump away into the past and revisit things, and we see, the Laura Linney plays my wife.
Laura Linney.
As I was mentioning, because she knocks it out of the park in
yes.
terms of her performance. It's about two couples. Rich is my brother. We come together to talk about what to do about our children who've been involved in a crime, serious crime, and so we have a lot of flashbacks to the crime and to our previous lives and our relationships and all the rest of it. But it's the central question is, how far would you go to protect your children?
Mm-hmm.
Were they to do something, a serious criminal act? And that's sort of what they grapple with. And it's also about your worldview of politics. You know, that Richard Gere plays the kind of very establishment figure of a congressman running for the governorship, and I play the rather anti-establishment character of a sort of very idealistic but failed public school teacher who has some mental health issues. So it's kind of messy.
Steve, is that the reason, that gap, I guess, in personalities and opinion that started this childhood feud that has lasted till this dinner?
Yes, I think it's one of those things where it's, you know, what do you often hear about, you know, is the favorite son and or the lesser favorite son, and how that affects people and what their role is. You know, Prince Harry talked about some of his mental health issues very bravely, I think.
Yes.
And of course, because the role of the not the heir apparent, which is William, is a difficult role, because you have to figure out what your function is in society, and of course that's a very privileged problem in some ways, but then there's often the problem between siblings as to how they're supposed to function, especially if one is very successful. And of course my character would paint the picture that the reason Richard Gere's character is successful is because he's sold out. He's sold his soul to the devil for the sake of his career and has no real principles from my character's point of view. And so it's also about that, you know, when to get on in life, do you have to compromise what you believe in just to hustle? It's about all those moral dilemmas that we wrestle with. You can see them on a micro level with regard to like families and our relationships with families. We can also view it in a kind of global level is how loyal we should be to our fellow countrymen and how loyal we should be to our neighbors, and whether the loyalty should be to our compatriots or whether it should be to doing the right thing. And they're not always the same thing.
You're absolutely right. I've seen this happen in many families. You talk about their two 16-year-old sons. They become friends. So this conflict between Stan and Paul, you and the Richard Gere character, actually skips a generation with your sons.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Because Richard's son is adopted. Mine isn't, but my son is frustrated in some ways because I have mental health issues. He's frustrated because he wants us, as all kids do, they want a strong father figure. They don't want a weak father figure. And I'm the kind of weak one who's had these issues, which embarrasses my son. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And of course, there's the accusation that I level at Richard's character, that his adoption of a mixed race son is potentially for political reasons to, if you like, make himself appear to be progressive and benevolent, as it were. So it's quite loaded in that respect, and gets very fiery about whether people do the right thing to look good or whether people do the right thing because they believe in it. So it gets painful at certain points in the movie. Although there has to be said, there's a few laughs in the film. You know, there are moments for kind of dark humor that we grasp.
You know, it's very difficult to ascertain so many aspects in a movie or in a book. Sounds like you have it there. You have love, you've got hate, you've got drama, you've got comedy, you've got a lot of different tentacles in a movie. I give you an enormous amount of credit to be able to pull something like that off, but it's really something that shows the quality of the artist and the writing. It's called The Dinner. On November 22nd, you along with Hugh Grant gave evidence to a thing called the Leveson Inquiry on Phone Hacking, Favoring Regulation of the Press. If this is what I think it is, I have to agree with you 1,000%. Tell us just briefly about this.
Sure. Oh, well, there was, of course, a hacking scandal where it was found that a number of newspapers in the UK had illegally accessed private information from individuals by illegally hacking into their phones and listening back to private messages. And that initially was portrayed by the press. The difficulty with the whole issue of this illegal activity was that the printed press didn't particularly want to talk about it. And of course, for scandals to be exposed, you need the press. So that was the dilemma. But the New York Times came to the rescue and decided to spill the beans on this. And then it kind of lit touch paper for a scandal that engulfed the media for a number of years in the UK and led to a number of legal actions that took place, including myself, against what was known as News International, Rupert Murdoch's news empire.
Good
and there's other legal actions taking place against other newspapers now, so it's still, even these many years later, still an ongoing situation. But there was a public inquiry which was prompted by the fact that one of the newspapers had illegally hacked into the phone account of a murdered teenager, had mistakenly given the parents false hope because they saw that her phone had been accessed and assumed it was by her, and so it gave them false hope that she was still alive, but then they found out it was just some newspaper reporter. So that's why it prompted the public inquiry, and there's a great deal of outrage about it. It's still ongoing today, and people like myself and Hugh Grant and other people involved in Hacktoff have been campaigning for a number of years for an independent system of redress for people who are bullied by the press, and also the same mechanism to be something that protects journalists, because there's a balance to be achieved here between enabling press freedom of expression, and also providing a mechanism for redress for people, individuals who are subject to bullying by the press. It's kind of really the situation we're trying to address is the David and Goliath situation of when sometimes the David can be a journalist and the Goliath can be some big bullying multinational organization that wants to silence its critics, and sometimes the Goliath can be the press and the David can be the individual, not rich individuals or celebrities, but ordinary people who don't have access to huge funds to take legal action.
Good for you. After being in this business for probably about 53, 54 years, good for you. I'm glad you did that. That's needed. Well, we urge everybody to go out and see The Dinner, and it stars our guest, Steve Coogan. Steve, you're a great guest, and I look forward to having you back on the show again. You're terrific, and much luck with this. I hope this is a huge success, and thank you, Steve, and tell everybody over there in jolly old England we said hello, okay?
Okay, I will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. A sensational actor, impressionist. He is a fantastic producer. He does everything, screenwriter, and a huge talent. The new movie is The Dinner, opens nationwide today. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
the United States and around the world with Ron Seggi today. This is one timely interview. We're going to be talking to a lady who is the spokesperson for Amazon's best-selling line of what they call Fire TV devices. The reason we're talking about it is because we're going to find ways for people to watch TV, changing in a big way by cutting the cord from Amazon. Delaney Simmons is here right now. Hi, Delaney. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this new trend in watching television. I have a statistic in front of me that says we spend on streaming video subscriptions in 2018, at least, according to the Consumer Technology Association, $13.4 billion. And, of course, being a broadcaster, I can never understand why everybody went to cable when the advent of going over the air was such a great technology. Why is this whole trend changing? Is it because of the cost?
Yeah, for the last few years, we've seen people really kind of want to get rid of cable for a few reasons and move 100% over to streaming. So the top three that we see, the first one is really about flexibility. So flexibility from annual contracts, flexibility to move in and out of services and paying for certain content based on what's on and what you're excited about. You shouldn't be paying, you know, for the Olympic Channel all year long, for example. For me, it's about flexibility. Second one is about cost savings. So when I cut the cord about 5 years ago, I ended up saving about $75 a month. So I'm still paying for internet every month, but I'm not paying for all of those channels because I've found them other places. I've found them on Hulu or PlayStation View or Sling, and you can find the right one for you. You only need to sign up for one or two to get everything you need, and then you can save money. And we like to call that extra snack money, right? That's the Oreos and the Doritos in front of your favorite sports team. So that money goes towards streaming snacks. And the third reason we really hear is personalization. So building that solution that works for you and your family, and being able to feel in control of what you're paying for and control of what's on your screen and what you have access to.
Every time there's a change in something, people have the human nature to resist it. I mean, when people went from AM to FM, oh my goodness gracious, you know, am I going to miss my favorite radio station on AM? TV came into popularity back in the late 40s. Oh, am I going to miss Jack Benny on radio? This computer age and this whole idea with cable was a transition from television to cable. Oh my goodness gracious. Some people sit back and they say, I don't know how to do this. I mean, am I going to have to watch this on a little screen like my laptop? And how do you connect it? And how do you do this? And how do you do that? What do you say to them, Delaney?
Totally. There's this myth out there that if you get rid of cable, you also need to get rid of that big, beautiful screen in your living room or your bedroom. And that just isn't the case. With products like Amazon Fire TV, you can plug it right back into the TV HDMI port, and you're able to unlock access to all of those streaming apps, including YouTube, HBO, Netflix, so you can still watch all of your favorite content on that big screen. And if you're like me, you really do like to watch it on the big screen. I don't like watching things on my small phone or even on my laptop. I want to sit there on the couch, feet up, with a cup of coffee and watch the live news on my TV. And so you can still enjoy all those things with Fire TV, and you find a subscription service that works for you, and you're good to go.
Tell us about Fire TV. Now, does it incorporate the news channels like Fox TV, NBC, stuff like that?
Yes, it does. So the thing I love the most about Fire TV is if you pick up that remote, there's a little microphone button at the end of it, and you can hold it down and say anything you want to watch. You can say Fox News, CNN, Netflix, and it'll find it for you. So instead of browsing around and feeling like you're doing the infinite scroll or having to figure out how to type letters on your TV, which is not very intuitive and takes a long time, you can just speak right into your remote, and it'll pull it all up right for you. So you can download the CNN app or the Fox News app. You can also access all of that content through live streaming services. So for me, when I did my research, I was really afraid of losing Bravo. Really wanted to keep watching The Real Housewives, and I found it and a bunch of other great live content when I added the Hulu Live subscription. So it's about $40 a month, I can watch my local channels, NBC, ABC, things like that, and also watch Bravo and AMC, Fox News, and things like that. So for me, that was the solution that worked, but I recommend that everyone go out and do their research, make a list of all the content that's important to you, and find out where it's streaming, and I can pretty much guarantee you you're still going to end up saving money after signing up for some new services after you cancel cable.
Okay, I'm going to customize this a little bit. I love the old television shows, and every night I will watch Johnny Carson's Tonight Show at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Antenna TV, and then I switch over and watch the old Perry Mason shows. Those are available?
Let me do a quick search. Pretty sure that the Antenna TV app is available.
See, that's great.
It's available on Amazon.
Yes.
Yep, you download the Antenna TV app, you'd be able to watch all of your favorite shows. And if a certain app isn't available, which few and far between, I haven't found one really that isn't, you'd still be able to do a search for that content. So you could say, find Johnny Carson, and it would pull up wherever that show happens to be available for you.
You say it's $40 a month? That is all. I mean, I can get rid of all of this cable, all of this stuff that I got that's costing me $300-$400 a month, and for $40 a month, I got it.
Everyone's solution is going to be a little bit different. So mine is Hulu plus Hulu Live and Netflix. So that's about $50-$55 bucks a month plus my internet, but I'm still under $100 bucks.
Wow.
If you're a sports fan, it might be a little bit more, so you can add those packages a la carte. And the real cost saver is if you're someone who doesn't need live TV, you can watch all of your content on demand. It's all available right there in Hulu and in Netflix and YouTube and HBO, things like that. The real cost saver is to get rid of live TV altogether. But for me, I still like it. I still like watching live sports, live news, things like that. So for me, it's still under $100 bucks a month, but I'm saving about $75 a month.
That's unbelievable. That is staggering. You know, and I don't want to take sides, but I will be honest with you. The cable companies have been really giving it to us for a long, long time. Boy, this is a revolution that I just am very, very enthused about. How do you get involved now? What do? You go to FireTV.com? What's the system there, Delaney, so we could take advantage of it?
I would head to AmazonFireTV.com. You'll be able to check out all of our products, figure out which one's right for you, whether you want to upgrade one of your current TVs with a Fire TV stick, or if you want to get a new TV altogether. We have a line of Toshiba and Insignia TVs where it all comes built in. But I would also recommend off Amazon, just do your own research, figure out what's right for you. Antenna TV, I'd never heard of it, right? Did a quick search, found it really easily. So make sure you're doing your own research, but once you do, head over to AmazonFireTV.com, find the right product for you, upgrade your TV, make sure you can still access all the content. And it takes, you know, a few days to get used to your new system, but once you do, I think you're going to really love it.
Sounds great. I love the feature about just talking into it. Boy, that's great. Well, Delaney, thanks for joining us. I hope the weather improves for you over there in Seattle. And when you have other developments that are coming from Fire TV, come back and let us know, okay?
I would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Delaney. Our guest has been Delaney Simmons, and she is with Amazon's line of new products called Fire TV. Check that out, man. That's pretty cool. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
On this 4th of July weekend, that's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include actor Robert Townsend from NBC Sports, Kyle Petty, Freeman Adjeman, and Jocko Sims from the TV show New Amsterdam, and comedian Joel Coy. Also want to thank author Tom Klavan, NBC Chief News Foreign Correspondent Richard Engel, actor Stephen Coogan, and Delaney Simmons. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.